Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, welcome back to it. It's the Christmas season, as you well know. So Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us here at the Steve Gruber Show and MTN, the Michigan Talk Network. Hope you have a marvelous Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Great New Year, whichever it may be. My next guest has been here many times, a regular contributor, Jeffrey Ford, the World Genius Directory 2016 Genius of the Year. He's a TED speaker, a regular guest on this program. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Well, I'm very happy to be back. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. I want to talk to you about something in this Christmas season that is not easy for a lot of people to talk about. It's not easy for you to talk about, I know. But I wanted to ask you about this because I know it's something you've been through. And I want you, if you don't mind, I want to ask you a couple of personal questions. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I'm happy to help.
Yeah. Obviously, you and I have gotten to know each other. We've never actually met in person, but we've talked on this program and on the phone on a number of occasions. And so I feel that we've gotten a relationship. We've come to know each other on some level far beyond this conversation. Is that fair to say?
Very fair.
And I think you've exposed enough of yourself and your heart to tell me that you grew up, you were different. You have autism and you have other things that you, labels, if you will. You were labeled in different ways maybe than other children. And something that we talk about a lot these days is bullying and how it affects people. And I'm just curious, did you experience that kind of bullying when you were a child, when you were growing up, or even now maybe, in some of the places you go?
Yes. As a small child, I was bullied on a daily basis. Back then, I could only speak one syllable at a time, and other kids would make fun of how I spoke. They would push me, get into fights. And one thing a lot of people don't realize is in elementary school, when you're in first, second, third grade, you're also in school with people in the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade who will also pick on you. So it's not always a matter of standing up for yourself. There are times where you can't. You just can't. And it feels powerless, and it feels humiliating.
Because you have physical fear. If there's a sixth grader picking on a kindergartner or a first grader, you know, in some schools now you have all the kids ride the same bus. When I grew up, it was, you know, you had two bus runs, one for the younger kids and one for the high school kids. Now it's all one bus run, the high school, you know, K through 12 on one bus. Can you imagine that?
I think that's ridiculous.
You know, but for budget, you know, reasons, it is what it is. I guess my question is for you. Tell me about that bullying that you experienced. You've obviously overcome it. You've become a great success in your life. You've become recognized for your intellect and become a regular contributor on this program, which I greatly appreciate because we talk about so many varied things and you're comfortable with all those topics. But what about the different ages? You talk about elementary school. What about, you know, into middle school and high school and after that?
Well, middle school, the bullying changes a little bit for guys, but pretty much stays the same. The major difference I found was that the punches hurt more because the people are bigger. For girls, however, it becomes a social thing because they will ostracize, they will lie, they seek to destroy each other's reputations. A lot of people think that bullying just happens, you know, boys will be boys. But young women can be incredibly cruel to each other as well, and that also needs to be addressed. And I still get bullied as an adult. People yell. I look different. I have a very diminutive lower jaw, and people will say things that are just incredible, having no idea who I am or my speech impediment. I've had people, I had a person at a local party store who thought I might be mentally handicapped and was counting my change out very loudly and asked if I'd like him to do it again. And so I said, yes, but could you do it louder and slower for me? The other people who worked there were cracking up laughing because they know who I am.
Right.
And I went home, and I thought that was pretty funny. But then I realized later on he was trying to help me, And I publicly shamed him. I thought I was a good guy, he was a bad guy, but not really. And sometimes we can bully people without even knowing that.
I think sometimes
that
we make
mistakes.
We're
doing that. Yeah, so I've been guilty of it, too.
It's a great point you make, and I appreciate you doing that, because sometimes we take it as an affront that somebody doing something to us, when actually that person thinks they're trying to help us or look out for us. And that's what the cashier was doing, was looking out for you. And you took it as an insult. But see, you've been sensitized to that, maybe hypersensitive to that, because of the things you went through, and you know, as a child and then as a young adult and so forth. So you've been oversensitized possibly to that sort of a reaction. So I understand how it comes from both sides. Let me ask you this. I mean, today in social media, socializes kids in a different way. Because people say things on emails and in Facebook and Twitter and Instagram they would never say to somebody's face. I mean, just mean, evil, horrible thing. And I think it dehumanizes people in a way that it hasn't before. What would your advice be? Because I think bullying on social media and so forth is far more prevalent and possibly more damaging than when you and I were growing up, Jeffrey. And I just wonder what you would say to people about how to get through those tough days when you're getting bullied because you look different, you act different, you sound different, whatever it may be.
I guess what I would say to people nowadays is something that I wish people would have told me when I was younger, and that's that I'm stronger than I ever knew, and that I was braver also than I ever knew. Because bullies seem tough, right? Whether they're behind a keyboard or whether they're right in your face. And a lot of them are tough, but it doesn't take any real courage for people to pick battles with folks they know can't or won't fight back. But if you're being bullied like I was and like a lot of other people are, and you know what you're going to face each and every single day, it takes more courage on your part than what many of these bullies will ever show during their entire life. And if you can harness that energy and that awareness about yourself, you can take that and you can make a real difference in the world. So I just hope that people can look at themselves, not see themselves as being beaten down, but that they're actually being built up if they choose that way of perceiving reality for themselves. Because it's not what happens to you, it's how you perceive it and what you do with it that matters.
And I think that's exactly right, and I think you've hit on an extremely important point there, and I hope we can share that. And I think that what I hope for this today is for people to give a second thought. It is the Christmas season, and I hope that doesn't just end in the Christmas season. We say that a lot year after year, but I truly do. I truly do hope that people will take a moment to look across, because we're Americans, and we're in this together, and we don't need to be angry and pointing fingers and calling names. There's enough of that already. And I think to come together as Americans, we need to start with a handshake or a gesture or opening a door and being kind. And that's where I'd leave this today. And Jeffrey, I want to say how much I appreciate you, and we have all the love in the world for you. So you're no victim here, and you won't be bullied, because we respect you far too much for that, my friend.
Well, thank you, and I respect you, your show. And I want to encourage the listeners to watch the children during the holidays with other family members. And if you see someone being ostracized, try to include them. And if the other children won't do it, you do it yourself. Maybe take them in the kitchen, have them help out, or maybe go out in the garage and work on something. But make sure everybody's included.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Every day, more than 1 million Michigan students get up in the morning and go to school, community college, or university. Teachers and professors greet them in classrooms from Monroe to St. Joe, Novi to Ironwood, ready to fill them with knowledge. The bus drivers make sure they get to school safely. The cooks prepare a nutritious lunch. The bookkeepers make sure the bills are paid. The custodians keep the schools safe and clean. These education employees are everyday heroes, and Mesa is honored to be their health plan of choice. We strive to provide education employees with affordable options for high-quality health care. Our award-winning staff helps them navigate the complex world of health care, staying on the phone as long as needed to answer questions. We're a nonprofit created by school employees, and we know the tough challenges our members face in classrooms, buses, and school buildings. And we know they're real, everyday heroes. For 56 years, Mesa has given Michigan education employees peace of mind. Our quality coverage gives them security, and our people make them smile. smile. Online at Mesa.org.
I'm Ruth Johnson, your Secretary of State, and I'm also a mom. With cell phones and the internet, today's kids have an easy connection to music, games, information from around the world, and each other. Now, parents have some help protecting their children online. The Michigan Child Protection Registry is a free, secure service that blocks adult ads from reaching your child or teen on their electronic devices. Visit protectmichild.com and register your child.
Sponsored by SOS and MAB.
You know secondhand smoke is a health risk. When you see someone smoking or you smell smoke, you avoid it. Did you know the second leading cause of lung cancer cannot be seen, smelled, or tasted? It's radon gas. It may cause over 600 new lung cancers in Michigan this year. And the only way to know you're safe from radon is to have your home tested. 1 in 8 Michigan homes test positive for dangerous levels of radon gas. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS to learn more about radon and having your home tested. This message sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Association.